Well, it turned around like that. You know, you could get on.
Sharon used to go to merry-go-round.
Did you call it a merry-go-round?
Merry-go-round.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever heard people call it a flying Jenny?
I've heard flying Jenny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I haven't run into anybody who has seen this, but I'll ask you. This is supposed to be a board that's anchored at both ends. And you could get right on the middle of it and jump up and down. You know, the board would be pretty limber, so you could jump up and down. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Bouncing board.
Bouncing board.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I seen Jared play on that when I went to school.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you've probably seen these because they were real common, but, you know, you'd take some rope and tie it to the limb of a tree, and the rope would come down and be attached to a board, you know, and
swing.
That would be a swing.
Yeah, my mother in her backyard, she had some of the largest, prettiest oaks I've ever seen.
Now, Lord, they just tied an old car tire down there.
Right. I was fixing to say something.
I'd definitely afford about that when I'd do me some swimming out of that
old home. What would you call, we were talking about fireplace a while back, what would you call that container that you might keep next to your fireplace that you'd keep coal in? What would that be?
Coal bin or something like that.
Coal bin. Mm-hmm. And would that be the same thing that you would use to take outside to bring the coal in from the outside with?
The ashtray. Mm. That's where you carry the ashes out. The ashtray. Mm.
This would be some kind of container that you use to put the coal in and bring it in from the outside.
I don't know what you call it.
Some kind of a.
We never have used any coal.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people
very much coal.
Talk about a coal scuttle.
I've heard a coal scuttle.
I've heard a coal scuttle.
I guess what it would be.
Mm-hmm. Talk about these old-fashioned stoves. What do you call that thing that runs from the stove to the chimney? That's the what?
From the stove to the chimney?
Uh-huh. From the stove to the chimney.
Pipe.
That's the stovepipe?
Stovepipe.
Is that the same thing as a flue?
Well, a flue is a... where it goes up,
mm-hmm.
and a flue can be brick,
mm.
but most of that goes across here is tin. I mean, stovepipe is tin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the flue is the thing the smoke comes out of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stove flue would be what it goes on out of. Mm-hmm.
What do you call this thing that you probably use it out in your yard to carry things in? It has, you know, two long...
wheelbar?
Yeah.
I just bought one the other day.
Is that right? Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Wheelbar and a... that's most of I've ever heard it called.
Oh, we've never heard that.
Have you ever heard people talk about a Georgia buggy?
Georgia buggy? I've heard Georgia buggy. Yeah. I didn't know that's what they meant.
Uh-huh. I've heard it called that.
I bet my brother had these little... high top, little tops,
about
that wide.
Mm-hmm.
Top, I've seen them like that
long. Yes, ma'am. What do you call this thing that you've probably seen farmers use if they had to sharpen an axe? Sometimes it was operated by a foot, you know, had a
grind rock.
Grind rock. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to put an even finer edge on the axe than that, something that you could hold in your hand, that would be a hone. Mm-hmm. You ever heard people call a hone anything else? Is that the same thing as a whetstone or
wet? Whetstone.
Wet rock. Yeah.
Yes.
Same
just
thing.
Just fine stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you call this this thing that I drove up in? That you just call that a
driveway?
Yeah, your driveway. I was talking about the vehicle.
Oh.
You just call that your what? It's not a truck. It's a
carriage.
Little coach.
Car.
Mm-hmm. You hear people say anything other than car?
I've heard people say several things.
Do people say automobile much?
Oh, yeah, automobile. Car.
Uh-huh.
Jalopy.
Jalopy.
we have a truck. That's what we call it. We travel.
Uh-huh.